What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
I am doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
I'm a little hot in this garage, but I'm doing good.
Yeah, I can imagine. How is that going to work whenever summer heat comes?
Looks like I'm going to be hitting up the warehouse, my guy.
We could just record later. We don't have to record before 9 p.m. It might be a little cooler after that. We were going to record at 8 with reading. It's 8:30.
Politics.
Speaking of politics, last episode, we did our first ever positive politics, positive news stories. Today, we're doing our first ever empowerability, positive news stories. Before we get to those, make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. Make sure to leave us a five-star review and help us spread this positive news. Tim, what do you have for your first empowerability, positive news story?
So I have a mother by the name of Maureen Stanko, and Stanko felt like her son had so much to give to the world. He's 20 years old. He's on the autism spectrum. And despite knowing that, she just always felt like he had so much to give to the world. He's still in school, and she overheard another parent talk about how kids can stay in school till they're 22 if they have a disability. And she said it bothered her because she felt like her son just had so much to give. And she stayed up all night. It was 3 a.m., JP, and she just kept thinking, he just has so much to give. And that's when it hit her. Boom. So much to give. I'm going to open up a restaurant. And that's exactly what she did. She decided to open up a restaurant called So Much to Give Inclusive Cafe in Cedars, Pennsylvania in January of 2023. They employ 63 people. 80% of these employees have disabilities. They work as greeters, food runners, sous chefs, dishwashers, servers. The goal for this restaurant was to create a space for her son to give more out into the world. So whenever he graduates from high school, he has a place to work versus just going home, because out in the world, she didn't feel like her son had enough options. So she created this for him. And what ended up happening, JP, not only did he get a job and have something more to do, other people started coming there that had disabilities. There were families who said, I never took my son out to eat because it was pointless. We would spend all this money and the whole entire time we would be stressed out. So we would always just bring food home. But now that this restaurant has opened up, my son now knows how to eat out in public, because before we would be nervous because nobody's standing up and moving around and shaking and making noise. But at this restaurant, people are and nobody cares. So he learned to look around and realize, oh, maybe I should do this. And it's just been a great experience for our family. We love this place and I can't wait to come back. There was all kind of positive reviews, all because this one mother wanted to do something for her son. I thought this was amazing.
That is an amazing positive news story, sir. Motherly love, bringing people together, bringing the community together. And just providing an opportunity. In life, sometimes that's all you need is one opportunity to make a difference. And I was going to do my next positive news story last. Since you did motherly love, I got to follow it up with more motherly love.
It's about
Mrs. Park. She is an architect. She builds houses. And she has a son named Ryan Park. Ryan Park, born with autism, has a disability. And she realized, I'm making houses and apartment complexes, but none of them are disability friendly. So she set out a goal 30 years ago. I'm going to build Ryan's Park. And she built an entire apartment complex for people with disabilities. Sometimes it's padded walls, ramps, anything you can think of to help people in need. They're designed specifically for specific disabilities. And it's an area where they can always get any access or help they need. She wants to break the stigma that if you have a disability, you can't live by yourself, because she knows her son can. She knows other children with disabilities can, other people, adults. And she doesn't feel, as an architect, just because there's small things that people with disabilities aren't very good with, doesn't mean they can't live on their own. She set a goal. To fix that, and I love it so much. Motherly love on the Positive Truth Podcast.
Oh, man. 10 out of 10 story. There's nothing better than a mother's love. I don't care what anybody has to say, period. Shout out to all the moms.
What about a grandma's love?
Man, a grandma's love is even better. I got a grandma in Puerto Rico. Shout out to her, too.
Shout out to all the moms out there. Wait, Mother's Day gift. What do you got, Tim?
Man, so I see your motherly love, and I have this awesome woman by the name of Rachel High, and she's joined Flinders University's Up the Hill program. She recently did, and she completed it. She just graduated with her bachelor's degree, and she became the first woman in Australia with Down syndrome to graduate with a bachelor's degree of arts, majoring in drama and screen studies. And her story is pretty awesome, man. She said when she first started, it was real tough for her because there were some people that just didn't want her in their study group. So it was real tough trying to figure out the work. But then that's when her mom stepped in and her mom was like, you know what? We're going to be your study group. You bring the material home. I'll read it. I'll do everything I can to try to understand it so I can help you write your papers. And that's exactly what she did. They completed this program. And I thought this was beautiful all the way through, man. We're talking about moms today. We're talking about disabilities, and we're talking about people overcoming just the impossible. I think this is amazing.
Empowerability with the Positive Truth Podcast. Before we get to our last three positive news stories, we need to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Man, we're talking about empowerabilities, right? So I spoke about Ometo, my wife's cousin, who I hang out with constantly. I pick him up, take him places randomly whenever he hits me up. He has cerebral palsy again. He has a walker. He has a wheelchair that he doesn't like to use. He prefers to use his walker. The reason why I bring this up, my daughter, I met her best friend at a birthday party about a week and a half ago. Her best friend is named Naomi. Sweet little girl, doesn't speak English, which is hilarious because my daughter's Spanish is just as good as mine. That being said, Naomi has cerebral palsy, and I had no idea. We get to this birthday party, and I heard she had a walker, but I didn't know she actually had cerebral palsy. We get there, and I see her, and I'm like, wait a minute, she does have cerebral palsy. That makes sense. Me and Edna spotted her, and we were like, okay, that must be Naomi. The whole thing was me and Edna, we have never met Naomi's parents either. Naomi has never met Layla or met us. It's just one of those things where we were all new to each other, and we didn't know how close they actually were. We ended up exchanging phone numbers parents-wise at the end of the party because of how close they were. Wrestling on the ground, they were picking each other up, they were scaring each other. It was one of the best moments ever for me anyways as a parent, and it just shows that our kids are paying attention, and I'm super grateful for that moment to be there at that party to see my daughter be accepting to everyone no matter what their abilities are. So since we're talking about that here, I wanted to bring that up today.
You're not going to give a shout out to Edna at all?
Yeah, shout out to Edna, who is obviously the head of the special ed department at her high school. She's a beast of her own, but I'm more impressed with the daughter today. The wifey's awesome too, though.
Tim is always losing his opportunity to get breathless.
I know, man. You be throwing it off the glass for me too. It's terrible. All I got to do is jump, Tim. Just jump. What are you grateful for, sir?
I'm going to be grateful for you because Tim is the hiring manager where we work at. And Tim actually hired someone with autism, multiple people actually, and they've been some of our best workers. So breaking down barriers, Tim's hiring everybody, doesn't care.
Sabas.
Speaking of that,
can you read a manual?
Literally, can you watch videos? Because we got them for you. Speaking of that, my next positive news story is about Andrew Deary. He's from Florida, 24 years old, had autism, struggled finding a job. And his father and elder brother were like, why can't you get a job? And he was telling them like, well, no one's hiring me because I have autism. I'm telling them straight up. I'm telling them I can work. I'm just letting them know. And they thought that was unacceptable. So his older brother just graduated college, business school. His dad was an entrepreneur. They teamed up, all three of them were like, we should open a car wash. They called it Rising Tide Car Wash. Opened it in 2013, and 90% of their workers are people with some sort of disability. I think it's actually 92%. Since then, 2013, it has become so popular, they had to open another one. And in the area, it's one of the most popular car washes around. My favorite thing that his father said is that most people with autism are really good at structured tasks, following processes, and attention to detail, which are the most important skills for most jobs. I could not agree more. I do not understand why you wouldn't hire someone with autism. I think this is a wonderful positive news story. It's about three entrepreneurs doing their thing, making a lot of money, hiring people, and breaking down any barrier. American story right there, if I do say so myself.
10 out of 10 empowerability story by JP.
What do you have for your last one, man? You picked the name.
I think you came up with it, and I was just like, oh, that's it. That's it. I'm giving you the credit, man.
No, no. Okay, we're going to have to pause real quick. I gave 10 names that Tim shot down so quick.
But once you said this one, I was like, oh, yeah, that's it. That's it.
So hopefully I'm not on my 11th kid before I get a decent name. Anyway, Tim.
Hope you're listening, Ma. All right. Man, my last story of the day is about Lloyd Martin. So Lloyd Martin did something amazing. He's only 19 years old, but he just completed the London Marathon with his mom as his guide and became the youngest person in his disability category to do. He actually got a Guinness World Record certificate because he completed this marathon. This kid is an avid runner. He loves everything about it. He ran races in the London Marathon before, obviously not the full marathon until this time, but he's ran in the London Marathon four separate times, ran in the Chicago Marathon, where he's ran in other races, shorter races, 5K, 10K, half marathons, stuff like that, which is amazing. But at the end of the day, he completed this marathon at 19 years old. He ran for 14 miles straight without walking before he was like, all right, let me catch my breath. As soon as he crossed the finish line, obviously his mom and him, they bursted up into tears and hugged. It was a beautiful moment. And this just shows you, doesn't matter what disability you have, you're capable of anything. So shout out to Lloyd.
Because none of us on this podcast can do that.
Not yet. Not yet. We're dreaming.
We are dreaming. I knew you'd like that story. I had to save that one for you, man.
Absolutely. I definitely loved it. I was hyped when I saw it.
So I got one that's even better for you at the end. So Tim loves pets and he loves dogs. He loves moms and he loves empowerability. This has all three. It's about Daisy Nicholas. And she has a dog, had a dog. Dog's name was Dallas. She's in Anchorage, Alaska. And she would always bake her dog treats. That was her thing. I love baking. I love my dog. I'm going to just make homemade dog treats. Whenever Dallas got older, she started implementing like vitamins and things in these dog treats that were going to keep Dallas alive longer. And that's when she realized like, huh, this is a really important skill. She looked around, did a few Google searches, realized really quickly, there's no business like this. So she started a business name, wait for it, Drool Central, a mom and pup barkery. I love it.
10 out of 10 barkery.
So she's making all these pet treats. They're feeding them vitamins, minerals. They're Flintstones for dogs. The kids just pop them because they taste so good. And it got so popular, she couldn't keep up because she's a one-man crew. So she was like, man, I need staff. I need to hire people. But she didn't want to just hire anyone. So she went to the Anchorage School District in Alaska. And she's like, I need some young kids to help me. We'll work them at night whenever they get out of class, 3 to 4 hour shifts, 3 to 5 hour shifts. I just need them to be able to help me. It's a high school. They're like, we have so many kids. And she's like, no, 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 I want the best kids. So they thought she was like, oh, you want the honors students? No, I want the kids with the disabilities because I know they're going to want the job, work harder, listen better, and just, I think they need the opportunity. I'm doing dog treats for dogs that are aging, and these kids with disabilities, they can help so many people. I'm gonna give them this opportunity to help me and help dogs and show them like, oh, you can do anything. She's been doing it for 2 years. I have a 4-minute video about it. It's absolutely perfectly adorable. It's wonderful.
Where are you gonna share that video at, JP?
At the Facebook page, The Positive Truth Podcast.
Nice.
almost said .com, but it's not a .com. It's just
definitely not.
But I think it's an amazing positive news story. It's the happiest 4 minutes of your life watching this video.
Take that, world.
Do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Absolutely. We all fail when we fail to try. Quotes by 10.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.